In the marked, determined absence of light, we still reveal, in that shadow, the brightness within. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Peter Healy, Daniel Boyd, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. In the effort to conceal or to not cover, to not mention things, we usually do a pretty good job of outlining a box of shadow, the subjects and people we don't mention at all. Anybody who has listened to nearly 150 episodes of this podcast has noticed that there has not been a single word about my mother. As I record this in the present day, she has been gone for 1 year. I thought I would describe a moment, a height. Let one shining moment give you a glimpse into a part of myself that I haven't shared. My first marriage was held in Las Vegas, Nevada, right in the center of the Strip, and part of that whole experience was bringing all the families together. This included my parents, many, many years divorced, and making sure that both of them got to play a part in my wedding. My mother's flight and hotel were covered, and she attended the rehearsal dinner, several other breakfasts and brunches that we had, checking out the place. This was at the heart of the mega casino, the extremely large buildings, many of them consisting of the ruins of 2 to 3 other buildings, turned into something new and wondrous and promising the world if only you would take a chance. I loved walking through these places, taking people through them, seeing the grandeur, the weirdness, the 24-hour, the sense of non-stop excitement and fun. To come down to Las Vegas every once in a while was a joy. It was only natural that I'd want a Las Vegas wedding as well. One of the biggest casinos was the Bellagio, built by Steve Wynn, a collector of art, and incorporating, with its own twist, Italian luxury and art. Many more have been built in this style, but this one had something special. I invited my mother one morning to come with me out to the Bellagio, because I wanted to share something with her. Past all the excess and the sound and the yelling of the Bellagio's casino, there was an art gallery. Steve Wynn fancied himself quite the art collector and had made an effort to acquire all sorts of amazing works. And in an act of either pride or generosity, he had created a low-cost gallery in his brand new casino. So I took my mother there, because my mother was an artist. My childhood, my teen years, were ones where she had rooms full of paintings she made, watercolors of landscapes and flowers that she sold to make extra money for the family. The house was covered in art, and from a very early age, I learned how to handle fragile works in paper and glass and move them around in the car as we took them to framers or to galleries. It was only natural, then, that I thought she would like this. It's been 20 years, but I still remember the look on her face as we came into this gallery of classics, of works by Renaissance painters, Dutch masters, and canvas celebrities that most people would only ever see on a piece of paper. Due to the fact that this was designed by a casino owner more than a museum, you could walk right up to the paintings. Significant amounts of cameras and guards were everywhere, but you got an audience with a piece of history within centimeters. You could stare at individual brushstrokes of Picassos and El Grecos and Rembrandts. And I remember my mother, and all the history I've had with her, walking from painting to painting. Each individual work would have been a gift in itself for her to spend moments with. But here they were, numbering in the dozens, allowing her to spend as much time as she was comfortable with them. She took them in as she took everything in, with wide eyes and intensity that sometimes came off as skepticism, but was in fact just deep study. And each time, after she finished looking and moved on so as not to be rude to the masters, she would take a moment to thank me. And for that time, in that moment, on that day, all the other noise melted away, as we were just mother and son, appreciating centuries of masterful work in a temple of excess, deep in the desert. And enjoy. Even in the absence of light, we create a box that others can see. An abyss we try to maintain, but strands of light, like DNA, leak out. And for a moment, perhaps you see what's inside. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Begoyanu, Forrest Fuqua, Mark Pilgrim, Corey Thomas, Emilio Oliveira, Matt Reynolds, and Ernie Hershey, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere, who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt.